Hello, patrons. I've just ridden up to this episode in the lift, or elevator, if you will, in my building. Ah, lift. How often I've ridden in you, wishing you had some kind of window or air freshening device, because there's a woman in the building who mysteriously smells of germaline, and she's extremely fond of using the lift and leaving it outside her flat, which also smells of germaline. I don't know why. Maybe she's making her own in there. Or maybe she's brewing germaline alcohol. Yes, I heard recently that some Australians were in trouble for brewing alcohol from Vegemite. I have no idea how you'd do this, but maybe she's doing it with germaline. A germaline still that she's making germaline whiskey from. Does that make sense? But does Vegemite alcohol make sense? No. Well, there you are. Maybe that's what she's doing. Anyway, what am I talking about? Oh, yes, this.
It's Patreon Cast!
Oh, Patreon Cast! Yes, it's Patreon Cast with me, Mike Bennett. Hello, yes, it's Patreon Cast, the show in which I chat about stuff in general that pertains to this lovely little community of ours here at Patreon. And may I begin by saying a big hello, thank you, and welcome to everyone who's joined us recently. There's been a much welcome influx of listeners lately, which has put us, as of today, Tuesday the 18th of August 2015, on 434 patrons.
Congratulations!
Thank you, and thank you, patrons. And as you may have heard, we have recently achieved my landmark goal thingy of making the UK minimum wage. Ha-ha! That's a real woohoo moment, isn't it? Isn't it, Daleks?
Woo-hoo!
Yes, woo-hoo! Calm down, boys. My huge thanks to every one of you for helping to make that happen. It really is truly wonderful. Will you stop it? Stop it! Get back into your room. Yeah, sorry about that. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, news, my news. I do have news, and this is it. My wife and I are moving house again. I think I may have alluded to this, but yes, we definitely are moving house. And not only house, but country. We're going back to Ireland. I know. It doesn't seem like 5 minutes ago that we moved over to England from Ireland, does it? But, you know, it's actually been about 4 years now. And in that time, we've moved house three times. Now, we don't move because, you know, we're weirdly fond of the horror that is moving house. We do it because, for one reason or another, it's necessary. When we moved over here 4 years ago, the first place we moved into was really all we could get, you know, trying to sort of find a place in one country while living in another. It wasn't easy, but we found a place. But the problem was it was a bit of a long way from the train station. It must have been about a mile, actually, and it was all uphill all the way. It was hell. So when that contracted year was up, we moved to a flat nearer the station, which was a nice place, but had insanely high council tax. So we left that place, much as, you know, nice as it was, and we moved to another flat, which is actually our flat. We bought a flat, and that's the flat that I'm in now. And we've been here for, 2 years? But, yeah, we're moving again. Now, why, you cry? Why are you moving again, Mike, you nutcase? Well, there's actually quite a lot of reasons, but basically, I suppose what we're going to do is sort of go for a quieter sort of existence. And because, you know, my wife, Pauline, she's worked up in the City of London for the last 4 years, and she's kind of had enough of that now. And we just want to sort of have a quieter kind of life. So we are moving to Wexford, in the southeast of Ireland, which is where Pauline's from. And obviously she's got a lot of family there, and we've got friends there, and of course, you know, her family and my family. So, you know, we've got a community of chums over there that we're looking forward to moving to. And I guess she'll just get a little job there in Wexford, and I'll stay at home and do this, writing and podcasting for you. Doesn't really matter where I am, does it? You know, I could be in America, Australia, Europe. It doesn't really matter because I sit at home and I write and I podcast. It's kind of a self-contained little job. As long as I've got an internet connection, I can do my business, which is nice. But, yeah, well, anyway, enough about what I'm doing in the background. Let's talk about what's going on in the foreground in terms of what's going on here at Patreon. And so what is going on here at Patreon for me and for you through me? Underwood and Finch Underground is obviously the new, exciting, big, shiny podcast project that's just started here at Patreon. Audio at the $3 level and ebooks at the $1 level. So if you're subscribed at $1, you can download the ebook and read the story on your Kindle or your iPod device, your iPod, iPad, iPhone, or Nook, or Kobo, or any of those kind of things. Alternatively, you can just listen to it as you're listening to this for the $3 and over perk level. Episode 1 is out already, and episode 2 will be with us soon. After the plague, so the next main release will be Underwood and Finch Underground Part 2. And it is a great big ongoing thing. It's not going to be like sort of 10 episodes or 15 episodes. It's going to be a great big podcast that's just going to go on and on and on, which, of course, is nice. Right, so let's move on from that to talk about another podcast. H.P. Lovecraft's The Colour Out of Space. There's one more episode of that to go. I was recording it the other day, actually, and I kind of ran into a sticky point with something that Amy Pierce says in his accent. And I wasn't sure quite how to do it. Because Lovecraft writes it phonetically, and when I read it phonetically, the accent that always comes into my head, the accent that fits it most closely, is actually an English rural, you know, countryside accent. But, you know, obviously this is in Massachusetts. Now, you know, major duh moment. Obviously, New England. The vast amount of immigrants who would have gone there originally would have been from England. So it's perfectly reasonable that out in the wild, sort of rusticky areas, that accent or a version of it could have held on for a long time. And you know, maybe I actually should be reading Lovecraft's characters, you know, in a sort of what would now be more of a sort of West Country-ish accent, like, "Don't go out there." Which, of course, you know, in America, you probably recognise as being pirate speak. But lots of people here speak like that, or at least they used to, all over the rural part of England in the south. But it's dying out now. It's dying. It's died out quite a lot in my lifetime, actually. But, you know, I won't bore you with that. But it is interesting for me anyway. But yes, sorry, drifted a little bit there. Colour Out of Space, one more episode to go. Don't quite know what accent I'm going to use for Amy Pierce. But yeah, that'll be out relatively soon.
I'm so excited!
Yes, yes, of course you are. Take two of these and go and lie down. What else? Hall of Mirrors. Yes, Hall of Mirrors. There's a new Hall of Mirrors story here on Patreon at the $3 category. It's called The Breakfast Service, and I thoroughly recommend it for you. I can't say anything because, you know, it's spoilerish to say anything about it, but I can read a few of your comments.
I've got your comment for you.
Oh, really? What's that?
Why do men get married?
I don't know. Why do men get married?
So they don't have to hold their stomachs in anymore.
You know he's right. Anyway, your comments now on Hall of Mirrors, The Breakfast Service. Stephen William Marlowe said, "Great fun. More. I can't get enough." Well, that's good news, isn't it? Thank you, Stephen. George Robertson says, "Wonderful. Deliciously twisted." As realization, no, I can't talk about that. But he also said, "I think the Hall of Mirrors has finally claimed me." Thank you, George. Laurel Stevens says, "That was one scary ass story, Mr. B. Loved it." Thank you, Laurel. David Dezwirek says, "A real horror story, world class, Mike." Thank you, David. Lisa asks, "Will this be a return of the Hall of Mirrors stories?" To which I say, maybe, I don't know. I guess it depends on how popular it is. We'll see. Kelly says, "This was such a treat, Mike. Hole of Mirrors is how I got into listening to you years ago." Well, that's wonderful news, Kelly. I'm glad you enjoyed it. David says, "I nearly fell off my stool. Had to go back and re-listen." Thank you, David. Neil says, "I can't see an MP3 download button. I contacted Patreon, who put the blame fairly and squarely on your shoulders. Is there anything you can do to assist?" Well, isn't that typical? You know, they changed the way their website works, and they blame it on me. Yes, this is true. They did recently change the website. Now we've got a blue link, and you just simply click on the blue link, and it opens up another window, and you download from there. The old orange box system has gone. But yeah, it's like it's my fault. Oh, dear Lord. Anyway, Michael Ullery says, "Ha-ha, excellent. This fits the bill nicely. Thank you, Michael." Mike Walpole says, "Great to see another Hall of Mirrors story. These are the tales which first introduced me to Mike's talents. Would love to see some more sometime." Well, so it does seem to be rather the case that people do want more. So maybe I'll write some more. I'll have to think of some ideas. Paul Tulk says, "Mike, have you thought about sending it to your mates at Pseudopod?" No, Paul, because Pseudopod, what they tend to do is they get stories from writers and they marry them with readers. It's unfortunately not a platform for me to go and read my own stuff. At least I think that's the way it works. Basically short answer, no, I'm not going to be sending it into Pseudopod. It's a Patreon exclusive. David Melton says, "Great bonus. Excellent story." Thank you, David. Buddy Hernandez says, "Thank you so much. Loved all the original home stories, and this adds to the set very nicely indeed." Thanks, Buddy. Lexi Santillan says, "Woo! Been waiting years for this. Thanks, Mike." Thank you, Lexi. "Loved it," says Brent. Thank you, Brent. Turtlesong says, "Has it really been 7 years?" Well, yes, it has. 7 years, eh? 2008, I think, was the last one. Karen says, "Awesome." Jennifer Wessel says, "Ha ha 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 ha. I knew it. Fantastic job again, Mike. Love the Hall of Mirrors." Thank you, Karen and Jennifer and everyone else who left comments on that post and indeed on any post at Patreon. I enjoy reading them all. There are some more on this particular post, but I won't read them all because, you know, I think you get the gist, don't you? Hall of Mirrors, the breakfast service is there at $3 and it comes highly recommended by these patrons and others. So if you haven't listened to it yet, do. You won't regret it. And finally, the other podcast on the go at the moment is After the Plague, my zombie story, my zombie apocalypse kind of, you know, post-apocalypse zombie after, well, you know, the whole thing, has now just turned 5 in terms of I've just posted episode 5. It's a very popular story, I have to say, and I'm very pleased to learn that because, as you know, I'd kind of started it and then gave up on it, basically, because I thought, zombie stories, yeah, my zombie story, there's a million zombie stories on Amazon. Who's ever going to want to read a zombie story? But, oh, fool me, I was wrong there, because you guys seem to like it very much, which is really, really gratifying, and I'm delighted that you're enjoying it so much. There is one more, possibly two, but I think one more episode to go of After the Plague, and then it will come to an end. Now, the big question is, should it come to an end? I mean, this initial story, Hotel, will come to an end. You know, could After the Plague be an ongoing thing, you know, with different situations and different places and different characters? I think it could. You know, the other day, I'm not saying I'm going to do this, but I was thinking about, because I get emails from people saying, is there going to be a sequel to One Among the Sleepless? And it struck me as a strange kind of parallel universe situation. What if the zombie apocalypse happened and it touched on the fictional world of One Among the Sleepless? So what you would basically have is Wayne and Ellen from One Among the Sleepless in their flat and outside a zombie holocaust. So it's essentially Wayne and Ellen from One Among the Sleepless in After the Plague, another volume of After the Plague. I don't know, it's just an idea. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. But, it's food for thought, isn't it? Right, and I guess that's pretty much it for this episode of Patreon Cast. But what I will do here is leave you with a promo from a fellow author and podcaster by the name of I.G. Hume. Now, many of you may be familiar with Mr. Hume's work. He is the author of the Heaven Field series of books, which are available as audio podcast novels for free from podiobooks.com. Now, like me, I.G. Hume is also here at Patreon. So I tell you what, one thing I won't miss when we move to Ireland is cars going outside my window all the time. Because the reason you don't hear it most of the time is because I have to cut it out constantly. It's a nightmare. Retakes because of people on their motorbikes. Sorry, rant over. Back to I.G. Hume. Yes, basically, go to Podiobooks, download the first four books in the Heavenfield series, and then come on over to Patreon and sponsor I.G. Hume here at Patreon, as well as me. Mm-hmm. All right, that's all for me for now. So I'll just say, huzzah!
Huzzah!
And goodbye.
MikeBennettAuthor.com.
Okay, Private, just calm down. Now, where's your commanding officer?
I don't know, sir. I think he's dead. We engaged them up on the ridge. But they're everywhere. There's too many of them.
It's all right. We're going to get you out of there. Now, what are your coordinates?
I don't know, sir. Everything shot up pretty bad. We tried to take off, but my pilot got hit. I think... Oh, shit. They're in the hole.
Do you read me? I repeat, do you hear me? Let us have your coordinates. We'll send a team to get you out of there. Do you copy? Over.
Heavenfield, a dark science fiction audiobook read by the author. To listen to it for free, visit theheavenfield.com.